That feels way more like fucking monster truck rally shit than the circus.
Monster trucks are fucking cool.
Yes.
Because they have to spend a shit ton of money on those trucks.
Yeah, and they
and
go...
then they just break them.
Yeah.
Like, every monster truck rally, there's a truck that, like, well, yeah, that one's fucked. The axle snapped off and the engine exploded, so that'll be another $70,000 fixing that part of the truck.
But who cares, baby? As long as fucking... as long as there's hillbillies trying to fucking win back their son's love, the fucking monster truck rally will be in business.
Dude, that's a huge business.
I know.
What's, the story of monster trucks is insane. It was like just one fucking retard that had like a pickup, trade an F-150, and he's like, oh, well, I'll put bigger tires on it, and then put even bigger tires on it, and then, I thought, well, what if I put even bigger tires on it? And then the tires got big enough, people won't come see the truck. And so then I thought, well, hold on now. I got this truck with big tires. If I put even bigger tires on it until more and more people come, and that was his business plan, and the tires just got bigger and bigger.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and then, you know, like people
then
would just
jumped
people,
cars.
Yeah, people would come and they would be like, can you destroy my car with your beautiful truck? And then he would drive
it
over
would
it.
It would be an honor, sir, for you to fucking destroy my gay ass Chevy Caprice.
My daughter just turned 27 and she still is unmarried, and a rumor has it around town she fucked one of the black guys. Works at a gas station, so we're gonna put her in my old Caprice and lock the doors, and I want you to take Bigfoot and crush her to death in it, so my family can have honor again.
Yeah, that's fucking that's redneck honor killing. Feelings. Yeah,
and that's the story of Monster Truck. Yeah, it was actually no. How it started was there is a little known law in Louisiana that it's actually okay to molest children if you're 15 feet in the air.
Yeah,
it was originally
but
for,
only 15 to 17 feet.
Well, it,
and
I
then
thought
above
it was originally,
that, above that, it's illegal again.
It's international airspace.
It's called the one and a half story law.
Yeah.
And it dates back to colonial times.
Right.
When
the richest
the mayor was a pedophile.
Yeah. And he had a hot air balloon.
It dates back to the French when the French
were an elephant.
Yeah. When the French were in charge of Louisiana,
Pierre
used to rape people on elephants.
Pierre Sugarfingers Toussaint. Who was the most notorious pedophile in New Orleans? And I said, well, them boys. And he would ride his elephant around raping children.
He would find crying babies and cover his fingers in sugar and silence them by putting his mouth.
A guy discovered that law when he was reading the laws of Louisiana on audiobook.
A barrister.
Yeah, right. And then so he made that truck, and he was like, this is my monster truck.
Wow.
I'm gonna be a monster.
I see.